I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, ice cream's so good. We could start the podcast with that.
And then if there's an outtake, I'll just cut it and put it at the top like I did last time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Lauren.
Hi, I'm Chris.
This is try number two at a something offbeat Minnesota because there's just so much weird news to get to.
You introduced it as Minnesota. Is it Minnesota or is it Minnesota?
I think properly it's probably Minnesota, but Minnesota is more fun for me to say. Do you have a preference, Chris?
I don't. And Minnesota sounds like an insult you would say to somebody from Minnesota.
Then I'm into it. Just kidding. I have nothing against people from Minnesota.
To get in touch with us, email us at somethingoffbeat@odyssey.com. That's AUDACY. Or you can reach out to us on X, formerly Twitter. I'm at Chris C. Blake.
And I'm at LaurenBerry91. Our host, Mike Rogers, is at KRLD Mike Rogers. So you can send us stuff there if you want to hear us talk about weird news stories on this podcast, or if you want us to do a deeper dive in our regular episodes that come out on Mondays. But we want to hear from you. We want to know what you like, what you don't like, and what weird news you need to know more about.
Well, Lauren, after our first mini-sode, I have thought about the Roman Empire more than just once, and that was mostly in conducting very extensive research for this episode.
So you found, and you mentioned it last time, connected to this internet trend, which is related to, you know, asking men how often they think about the Roman Empire and men saying that they think about it all the time, which is news to a lot of women and some men as well. But you found that Panera is jumping on this trend or has jumped on the trend with a Roman Empire inspired menu. But when we looked into it, we found that it was just Panera's regular menu that they put. What did it say exactly, Chris? Remind me.
It says, here is a selection of our products you just can't stop thinking about.
Interesting. The menu includes macaroni and cheese, cinnamon crunch bagels, and Caesar salad. I don't think any of those were available in ancient Rome. And I think Italians might be a little offended about the macaroni and cheese.
Panera's great, but I wouldn't say I never stop thinking of any of those food items.
Exactly. I mean, I think probably if it was anything from Panera that I couldn't stop thinking about, it would be that broccoli soup bowl thing.
That's on the menu here.
Oh, okay.
They got you.
They got me. I do. I think about that all the time. And I want Panera to sponsor me.
Do we know what they did eat during the Roman Empire?
So I looked it up because the menu, once I realized that it didn't really have ancient Roman food, I couldn't stop thinking about what they were actually eating. So I found on Getty.edu an article about what did ancient Romans eat. And some of it's kind of weird. They mention here flamingo, but also more normal stuff like bread, cheese, and wine. All of those I'm into. I don't think Panera has a liquor license. It says here, dietary evidence from gladiator bones, food remnants in the sewers, and archaeological sites were used to determine some of the cuisine that they ate. And a lot of it's pretty normal. A lot of bread, wheat, barley.
So they were not gluten-free.
Definitely not gluten-free. Wealthier Romans had a lot of eggs, fresh poultry, fish, and vegetables. There was some porridge going on for people who weren't as wealthy. They liked sweeteners, a lot of honey, grape nuts. This all sounds pretty good, actually, except for the flamingo. I don't know if I'd be into that.
I mean, I'll try any food once.
That's true. I probably would try flamingo once. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Nothing too out there. Maybe like fried alligator or something. But anytime you deep fry something, it's hard to mess it up.
It's true. Fried alligator isn't that bad.
What about you?
When I was staying in China, one of my, like our friends in their town, the main like dish, their most famous dish was jellyfish. So we ate a lot of that. It's okay.
What did it taste like?
It didn't really taste like anything. I will say, like, they had this sauce that came with it that was delicious. It was really good, kind of like a soy-based sauce. But the texture of jellyfish is a little thick.
Interesting way to describe the food.
At least to me, but I, you know, try it if you want to. Not my favorite, but props to the chefs who made the sauce because it was really good.
Let's move on to our next story. This isn't necessarily weird, but it's something that doesn't happen a ton. And this is from CNN.com. An annular solar eclipse, not an annular, will make its appearance in the skies over North, Central, and South America on October 14th, creating a singular spectacle for those in its path. The eclipse will begin in the U.S. at 9:13 Pacific time. You don't usually see Pacific time as the first choice of time zones listed. And it'll go from the Oregon coast to the Texas Gulf coast, and you'll be able to see it in Oregon, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, and Texas. The lunar shadow will also be visible in parts of California, Idaho, Colorado, and Arizona. So Lauren, you're out of luck.
It's okay. I have only seen an eclipse once that I can remember. And I, you know, it was a little anticlimactic for me, but I did get to leave my office to go hang out with people outside and cover it. So that was pretty fun. Have you ever seen one?
I was working on the East Coast about 5 years ago when the last one happened that everybody got really excited about, and everybody stepped outside and went out and looked at it. That was the one where they told you to keep your sunglasses on when you looked to the sky.
Yeah, I remember being nervous about that, am I going to time it wrong? Or like, do I have to wear these sunglasses all day? Because I got them like from the library where I worked near, and they just didn't go with my outfit. So I was a little upset.
Well, I mean, if they don't go with your outfit, you can't wear them.
Right. Just burn my eyeballs out instead.
However, there is a total solar eclipse coming in April. You will be able to see that again in parts of Texas. There's a giant festival being held in the Texas Hill Country outside of Austin. Ooh. And its website says there will be more than 4 minutes of total eclipse. And we don't expect another one in the United States until 2044.
Wow, that actually sounds kind of cool. 4 minutes, like, you can feel how creepy that is. I would say, like, when it was just like a second, it didn't really.
Their website says the last time it happened in Central Texas was in 1397, and it won't happen again in this part of the country until 2343.
Yeah, you should go. Are you going to go?
Probably not.
Do you think we could get the company to get us tickets for that?
Maybe. You know what? If I will go, if we could do something offbeat and all go down there with Mike, that would be a lot of fun.
Austin people, let us know. Do you want us to bother you about the eclipse and hang out with you there? Because we'll do it. So we've covered the Roman Empire trend. And now there's another internet sensation that we're going to be talking about. The NPC Pinky Doll videos on TikTok. So NPC means non-player character. And Pinky Doll is a woman who acts like a video game non-player character. So she has kind of stilted movements. And during her TikTok live streams, people send her emojis, and then she has sort of stock reactions to them. For instance, people will send her emojis of ice cream and she'll go, "Oh, ice cream's so good." And it is, I like don't want to be judgmental about her or anything. I'm happy for her, but it's unsettling to watch it. When I came across it over the summer, it made me feel cold inside and afraid. Chris, what was your reaction to Pinky Doll?
I very much do not live in that TikTok universe. So I was not exposed to this till somebody showed me a couple of weeks ago. And my first thought was, I don't understand why this is entertaining to people. It makes me really worry for the future of society if that is where entertainment is going.
Yeah, I am confused by it. And I haven't really talked to any like video game people, any gamers about it. Like, maybe it's super funny to them if they like play video games a lot. But I'm not a gamer, so I don't. It just like makes me feel sad a little bit. But apparently, she's making like a lot of money from it, so good for her. Although I think we were talking a little bit before we started recording. It seems like that would be kind of grueling to have to do all day long.
I wonder, because I think she does it for hours
yeah.
a day. So I wonder if at some point, does that start to become your voice?
Yeah, like you're just out like ordering coffee and you're like, ooh, latte's so good.
Lauren, I don't know how to transition out of latte so good. So we're just going to move on to the next story. This is a story written by our friend Stephanie Raymond on Odyssey.com. And the first couple sentences say, a team of deep sea researchers is puzzled by the discovery of a mysterious flesh-like gold orb at the bottom of the ocean. The National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration team found the mysterious orb last week about 2 miles down in the deep abyssal depths of the Gulf of Alaska. The orb appeared to be flesh-like with an even more perplexing hole in it.
Mm.
One of the quotes says, it's like the beginning of a horror movie. Is the abyss in the Gulf of Alaska where the end of the world begins?
Maybe. Flesh-like is such an awful descriptor. It's really upsetting.
So the article goes on to say, the wording gets even better. The orb was gently suctioned up so it can be tested in a lab.
Nope.
You're like, let's move on.
Why gently? Like, why do we have to know that? It was suctioned up.
As to not break it?
I feel like maybe we shouldn't have moved it, though.
Says the as of yet unidentified orb is likely an egg casing. Even so, the discovery has scientists perplexed because they don't know what kind of animal would leave an egg casing like that.
Maybe it's aliens.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that would be neat. Our next episode is actually about human babies being born in space. So I wonder if extraterrestrials have a similar program, if this is evidence of that. And I wonder if people, like whatever is living on other planets, are going to be, you know, looking at our flesh-like orbs like that as well. What's going on here?
Hopefully they're not looking at anything.
Hopefully. For our last story today, we're going to go all the way to China, where the Great Wall was pierced by Genghis Khan, the Manchus, and now, allegedly, a couple of construction workers named Zhang and Wang, who wanted a shortcut through it. Authorities in China arrested the two people for smashing through a section of the ancient wall. It's a cultural icon. It's protected by the United Nations. So this is, you know, pretty big news. The area of the breach is this broken down section far from restored segments that most Chinese and foreign tourists might be familiar with. But actually, I have been to the broken down parts of the Great Wall when I visited.
And did you try to go through them?
I did not try to go through them. I don't know if this is good for me to admit on a podcast, but I went with my dad to the Great Wall because he used to live in China. And he was like, there is like a nice part where all the tourists go. But he's like, we have to be different. We have to like really be adventurers here. We're going to go to the other part of the wall. And so we like, he took us on like this place and we hiked over there, and there were signs the entire time we were hiking, like, don't go this way, not allowed here. And I'm like, are you sure? He's like, no, I heard this is like exactly what you have to do. It's going to be like too congested. And nothing happened to us because we didn't try to break it or anything. We took some fun pictures, but
I think our podcast is probably blocked in China.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, guys. Don't arrest me. It was maybe my dad. Arrest my dad, though. It was his fault. Just kidding. Maybe, love you, Dad.
I think the statute of limitations has run out on your crime.
Thank you. You're going to be my attorney for this, just so you know.
I don't know if you want me defending you in the Chinese legal system.
You're my only hope. That's my Great Wall story. Also, fun fact about the Great Wall. I don't know if it still has this, but when I was there, there's like a toboggan thing where you can slide down like next to the Great Wall. That's the most fun part.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Is it for anybody, like all ages, or is it just for kids?
It's for all ages. And my dad also, he was being a real scofflaw. He like, you're not supposed to do this either, but he like held up the line so he could go down it really fast and people were upset.
So he basically just cut the line to go down the toboggan?
Well, so like, it's like a big metal tube and you're all in like little carts and you're supposed to go down at a normal rate, but my dad like stopped. So the person like in front of him went further so he could speed down it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just that sharing all my dad's China secrets right now. Sorry, Dad.
That does sound more fun.
I know. I was jealous a little bit. That's probably why I'm talking about it right now. I should have done that too. Have you been to the Great Wall?
I have never been to a continent other than Europe from the US.
So I've never been to Europe though. Like I've been to China, but I've never been to Europe. One day.
I'd like to get to the Great Wall at some point. I think it'd be cool to try to see like the 8 wonders of the world.
Yeah.
I also lose track of how many there are.
Same. And if you ask me to name any of them, I would not be able to do it right now.
And I know there's also like different lists of 8 wonders of the world. There's like
8 yeah.
wonders of the ancient world and the modern world and the natural world.
I'll find the 8 wonders of Chicago, maybe. Thanks for listening to our second Minnesota. I hope that you're enjoying them and that you send us in stories that you're interested in.
Like Lauren said, thanks for listening to our second Minnesota. We'll be back with more stories that we can't fit into our regular weekly schedule a couple of times a month.
Yep. Check back and send us emails at somethingoffbeat@odyssey.com. Thanks, guys.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.